Roy Power. I'm the Managing Director of Seed Technology in Ireland. I'm also Chairman of the Plant Variety Development Office, which enforces plant breeders' rights in Ireland, and I'm past President of the Irish Seed Trade Association.
Thank you, Roy, for sitting down with me. Much appreciated. You have your roots fully grown in the Irish seed sector. How is the Irish seed sector feeling at the moment? How are they doing?
Well, it's not a great time. Obviously, the clouds of Brexit are hanging over us, and the trade war, you know, are between China and America, but most recently the tariffs being imposed on Irish dairy produce going to America is also a problem. And when that boat is rocked, we all feel it. So it's a little bit of anxiety at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I can certainly feel the uncertainty, not just in Ireland, but I would say almost all over Europe. How do the farmers and perhaps also the Irish seed sector feel about this whole uncertainty?
Well, I mean, the big danger for us with Brexit is possibly a reduction in the amount of new plant variety material coming to Ireland.
Yeah.
Because in Ireland, we very much live off the crumbs of the UK plant breeding. Any variety that succeeds in Ireland has got a bigger chance of coming from the UK than any other country because of our close links in the maritime climate. Sure. And Ireland doesn't have a homegrown breeding base for cereals. We have a small state breeding program in grasses and a small state breeding program in potatoes, but they're the only two breeding programs in Ireland. And with Brexit and the new rules that will develop, the UK plant breeders are going to have European DUS and variety maintenance. And if a variety is only suitable for the UK and possibly Ireland, will they go to the expense of protecting these varieties in the EU? And we think that will certainly reduce the material coming to Ireland for us to select from. But there are other issues, more fundamental issues like protecting varieties. If a variety is protected in the UK but not protected in Ireland, we have a long tradition of smuggling if there's a hard Brexit. And I can assure you, all of a sudden, Ireland will be growing these UK varieties that have no plant breeders' rights because they're not protected in Ireland. So it's something that would be very worrying for us going forward. And of course, the whole practical thing of trading. If we run short of seed, we import from the UK. If the UK runs short of seed, they're more likely to import from Ireland. This autumn, we've been exporting hybrid barley to the UK. And, you know, that's great for us. It's great for them. And that's going to disappear if we don't have equivalents in the certification, which will certainly happen for the first 6 months.
Yeah, no, those are major challenges, Roy. I really hope they can be solved sooner rather than later. For a whole number of stakeholders, not just the farmers in the seed sector, but also for the consumers, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, Brexit is a major topic for your association. What other topics are you working on?
Yeah, well, we have the same challenges as a lot of places. The revocation of some of these chemicals now are certainly going to have a big impact in Ireland. The likes of Bravo, the fungicide, or Detour, the insecticide going, is having a very much a practical challenge for us. Even this autumn, at this time last year, all our winter barley was sown. This year, because Detour is gone, the insecticide is gone, farmers were delaying their sowing into October, and it's been raining since. So we've got less than 5% of our winter barley sown. So there's practical implications for that. Other issues are black grass. We're seeing some black grass appear in Ireland now for the first time. You know, probably have come in on machinery or something like that, but we wouldn't want to see that spread in Ireland, you know, so that's a challenge. But the whole uncertainty is a big challenge. You know, the Irish trade is very good adapting. Irish farmers are very good at adapting. And I think if we could have certainty to the future, I think we would approach it much more constructively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. One other challenge that I'm hearing in some of the other associations and also companies is, of course, plant breeding innovation and the techniques, the tools.
Yeah.
Create those new varieties. Is this a debate in Ireland as well?
Yeah, it is a debate. I mean, at farming level, while they might not fully understand the technologies that are involved, they certainly have the words like, you know, CRISPR, and sure. They're talking about it. And the big worry here is that we're going to lose competitiveness as an Irish mm-hmm. industry, as a European industry, is it? But particularly as an Irish industry, we think that this technology can allow us to cope with the revocation of chemicals. But it's a double whammy, if you like, if we're not allowed to have the technology and we're not allowed to have the chemicals. And that's a widespread debate. But Ireland is officially a science-based policy maker. So officially, we are very much for technology. Unfortunately, as in other countries, but maybe more so in Ireland because we don't have an indigenous plant breeding business, there's not a lot of political votes. So we, on one hand, we're officially for science and science-based decision-making, but on the other side, our politicians don't have the backbone to support that because they don't see the votes in it. So we may abstain despite our policy being to support.
Yeah, here at Euroseeds, I understand that there is a strong push to reach out more to politicians. Is that something that that would help Ireland as well?
I'm not sure. At the end of the day, politicians are politicians, and certainly we have probably closer access in Ireland to our politicians because every politician in Ireland is a neighbour to a farmer. So I think we would have no problem accessing politicians, but I think at the end of the day, they make decisions based on their political gain to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. And the science lobby is just probably not strong enough in Ireland.
And Roy, you're here not only as or heavily involved in the two associations in Ireland, but you're also managing director of Seed Technology Limited. Yeah. Any exciting developments in the pipeline?
Yeah, I guess, you know, for some years now, we've been seeing the challenges coming in the arable seed sector. And so about 4 years ago, we created a joint venture with DLF, the grass seed company. And that's been very, very exciting for us because it's significantly upped our investment in grass research. And actually this year, we're seeing for the first time, we've planted the results of our new crosses for the Irish market only. So that's very exciting for us to support the growing importance of grass in Ireland. But also we've looked towards cooperating with Ireland's unique nature, and we are producing a lot more hybrid seeds for export. So we're looking towards the export market as the Irish market contracts, and we're producing very high quality hybrid seeds, hybrid oilseed rape and hybrid barley for export. And we've backed this up with a significant investment of over 4 million euros in a brand new seed processing plant in the last 2 years. So we think we're building a company that's going to be resilient for the future. And despite the challenges, we're quite optimistic about our presence in the future. I'm a fifth generation in the seed business in Ireland, and we certainly hope there'll be room for a sixth.
Excellent. Okay, good to hear. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you very much.